You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we get to share the story of a recent disaster here in St. Louis. A tornado came through the St. Louis area, touched down, and just wiped out numerous homes, impacted communities. And a beacon of hope in the community in St. Louis is Bethlehem Lutheran Church and School. And we're going to share the story of how they've been able to share the good news of Christ and meet neighbors' needs following this disaster. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University St. Paul. You can learn more about Concordia University St. Paul by visiting csp.edu. Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Gerard Bowling. He's lead pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in St. Louis, Missouri. And we spoke not too long ago about the exciting news of relaunching Bethlehem Lutheran School. Pastor Bowling, welcome back.
Good to be here.
Also joining us today, Pastor Chris Knepper, pastor of community engagement at Bethlehem Lutheran Church here in St. Louis, Missouri. Pastor Knepper, welcome back.
Great to be here.
So we spoke not too long ago, recorded a story about the relaunch of Bethlehem Lutheran School. And at the time, everything was moving along smoothly. I'm sure that, and then shortly after that, a storm came through, a huge tornado that impacted much of St. Louis County and St. Louis City. And you all were in the midst of that. First of all, let's start with, how are you and your families doing following the storm? How did this impact you and your households? Pastor Bowling?
Yeah, so my wife and I, we live in South City. And so the storm did hit in that whole impact area. But luckily, South City was very unaffected by the storm as a whole. And so just loose shingles, a couple other things outside. But that's about it for our family. We were blessed not to have a big impact there.
Pastor Chris?
Yeah, my wife and I live on the opposite side of town. We live in North County. And thankfully, the path of the storm kind of crossed over to the east of us. It kind of felt like the finger of God. Everyone around us had lost power. But us particularly, we were okay. So it was good to have that stability.
Yeah. Thanks be to God that it was not so bad for both of you. But large parts of St. Louis County, North City, were impacted quite heavily. Some devastation across North City. Tell us about the community surrounding Bethlehem and just the community that was impacted by this tornado.
Yeah, absolutely. So the tornado that hit, really the impact area really concentrated itself around North City and then some parts of North County. And so Bethlehem is located in the heart of North City. We're on Salisbury and North Florissant. All around us to the north, south, east, or west of our actual building, there are severe impact areas, one of which famously photographed in St. Louis at this point would be the Save a Lot down Napa Bridge, where that has kind of become the community resource hub of kind of our neighborhood as far as being able to go out and give things out to the people. But there are surrounding streets right around Bethlehem that we have had heavily impacted as well. Bethlehem's building appeared some impact to itself. But luckily, we were still able to operate out of the building, even though the roof is pretty much done for. The HVAC units are pretty much done for up top. There's some other things there. It's quite literally like God protected us, like his hand was on us compared to some things that are right around us. Unfortunately, we have seen homes that are completely level. We have seen homes that are just one or two walls that are still up. We have heard devastating stories of people that have not gotten access to medical access, not gotten access to food, water, that have not had power still restored to their homes, some of which are our members. And so it's been really, really tough to lead through this time, but we've really just been leading into what God has for us to be, which is a light to this.
Pastor Chris, what have you seen as you've been visiting around the area? What have you seen in terms of how the disaster has impacted the community?
Yeah, I mean, as Pastor Bowling said, the epicenter kind of the tornado hit just to the west of us. For those of if you're not familiar with kind of the pattern of it, it seems like the main epicenter where it became the EF3 tornado came down somewhere around the Ville neighborhood, somewhere around Fairground Park neighborhood, and in those neighborhoods. I mean, it was nearly total devastation. Some of it looks like something, you know, at least in the initial days, like you would see out of a movie. Cars on top of gas stations, trees completely ripped out of the ground. Just lots of devastation, lots of hurt, lots of suffering happening there. And not quite an initial plan that was not really there to attend to it. But you know, thanks be to God that the community really came together in the hours and days following, and Bethlehem was able to be a part of it.
And when we say buildings, impacted, buildings down and trees down, these are older neighborhoods too. These are giant trees that were uprooted and taken down, and older buildings, lots of brick buildings, just lots of, historic St. Louis type buildings that it's just it's just overwhelming to see how much damage occurred following this. How has this storm impacted the members of Bethlehem Lutheran Church and School? How has this impacted your congregation, Pastor Bowling?
So Bethlehem is such a unique congregation because we have our members that are Sunday morning, baptized, communicant members, et cetera, so forth. And then beyond that, we have our reach as far as our community goes locally, and then our reach throughout all of our sites together. And so at any given week, we're reaching thousands of people, many of which are children, right? So it's so hard to answer this question sometimes because we're talking about such a wide range of people. However, when it comes to our actual members, we run the gambit. We have a handful of our members that completely lost everything. And so they're looking to start over. And if you don't know a lot about St. Louis, North St. Louis particularly, most people rent in this part of town. So they're renting from some landlord. Unfortunately, some of our landlords are nowhere to be found. They were slumlords, et cetera, so forth. They can't get in contact with them. So lots of those people are going to be looking for relocation or looking for someone to at least help to grab their stuff from inside of whatever is left from the home, right? And then we have still a larger group of members. Many people sit in this category that they lost power for a significant amount of time. They didn't have any gas for a significant amount of time. So a lot of the insecurities that they should not have had are now presenting themselves, like, hey, I have to have new clothes, right? My clothes were water damaged by the heavy rainfall the following week, right? After not having a wall the week before. All those things kind of have come up. And then just also the other insecurities of food and water and kind of supplies, cleaning supplies are in high demand, tarps were in high demand, diapers, wipes, right? Those things, that's sort of where a big pocket of our membership sits, is like, hey, I lost power, I lost something, or my home was partially destroyed, and therefore I can't do XYZ or ABC thing. Another thing that's not being spoken about a lot is like the damages to vehicles and things that people own. Lots of people have had damage to their vehicles. That's their way to get to their livelihood. And so how do we fix that? And then buses have now been able to pass through, but for a long time, buses weren't passing through in the same way, right? So transportation insecurities there too.
So a lot of needs, a lot of things that happened very quickly. How was Bethlehem able to respond? I mean, I think you guys mobilized very quickly to what happened. Tell us about how you went about doing that once the tornado went through.
Yeah. Well, Sarah, this call day, we got a vicar and we got a deacon as intern, and we had these arbitrary dates written down of when they would start. And man, did they have a week to really get started.
No.
And so our deacon as intern hadn't even started yet. And then our vicar, his start week was quite literally pretty close to that time. And so they were activated, right? And so they worked like 50, 60 hour weeks, along with everybody else on our staff. We have a transportation staff. We have a cooking staff. We have lots of people that work within our organization to help our childcare people, everybody. It was really all hands on deck. I remember when everything happened, we met together, and one of our staff members, who is the leader for this childcare center at Hyde Park, she challenged us with something because she lives in the community and works here. Alana Foster had said, hey, it feels like we need to become a 24-hour shelter. Man, those were the fatal last words, right? But we said, yeah, let's do it. Let's become a 24-hour shelter, right? So we all prayed about it together as a staff. Dejan, who is our Bethlehem school director, and then Mr. Brock, who is the assistant in that program, they kind of put their hands on it too. Everyone from our staff, no matter what their role was, played a part in order to make that shelter happen, right? So that we could shelter people for the better part of 14 days straight, right? We were doing 24-hour building, open the whole time. Mind you, our HVAC does not work in our gym right now. So there were some hot days there that people were sleeping up there, but we popped up, a whole bunch of sleeping bags and some other things that we said that we needed so people could sleep here. We also became a place that gathered lots of stuff and pushed stuff out. Because we've been blessed with church vans, we're utilizing those to go back out into the community. And we were one of the few organizations that were able to mobilize that quickly because of our access to transportation already I mean, one community leader and I were talking, and he's like, how lucky is it that you guys just had those vans? And I said, I don't call it luck. I call it God, right? I mean, we had them because of that, I think, right? So that we can push all those items out to different blocks, different places. And so we just kind of put an appeal out to LCMS churches that are connected to us. We call them sister churches. And then we put something out on social media that said, hey, we're a place that's helping right now. Could you help? And the outpouring of love from LCMS congregations and people that absolutely do not know us from Adam or Eve, right? It was astounding, right? To be able to have people send items, things, to be able to send finances, et cetera, so forth, to say they want to come and volunteer, to lend whole days of time. We had people fly in from different states to lend their time. We had Alert respond. We had LCC respond. All these different groups that came and gathered with us. Our staff handled that, right? To be able to put people in the right places was incredible. But then also, we chose to use our truck that we use for our Taking Jesus to the Streets program, where we go out, we do like a mini VBS, we sing some songs, we encourage people. We took that truck out to the Save a Lot and we popped that thing open and we played worship music, right? And we kind of entertained the crowd by saying, hey, we represent Christ. We talk about who he is, what he's done for us. We prayed with people, we encouraged them. We handed out gift cards that through the empowerment of many different people, we were able to hand out over $30,000 on the streets of St. Louis. And I do mean that. That is a real number. Over $30,000 that we put directly into the hands of people that needed it with our yellow truck. And we became the church with the yellow truck that gave out books. And then, you know, that's what we kind of were known as. And so we did that for many days on end. We had other LCMS churches come with us to do that. Concordia Publishing House provided an initial seed of 2,000 Bibles and resources for us to give out. They then came back with 2,000 more. So now we're just giving out Bibles to our community to the point of last Sunday, it was a story that was put in the sermon. We have been trying to give someone a Bible who already had one in North St. Louis, right? He's like, I already got one. You guys already got me. I can't wait to give more out. So now there's this epidemic, I guess, of CPH resources all over the streets of St. Louis, which I think is a great thing, right? To be known for. And I mean, I remember talking to another community leader that was like, man, the Lutheran Church is a church that responds. I love hearing that positivity to who we are, right? You love hearing that kind of encouragement to who God made you to be. And so it's been an exciting moment, as much as it's been sad and frustrating and in some cases devastating, right? To hear the stories of people who have lost everything. We've just served as a beacon of hope, but it's birthed other things that I'm really excited to kind of tell you guys about too.
We'll talk more about those in just a moment. Some of the new things, some of the blessings that have come out of this challenging time. We're talking with Pastor Bowling and Pastor Knepper of Bethlehem Lutheran Church and School in St. Louis, Missouri. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth. Who am I? How has God gifted me? Where is God calling me to serve? Concordia University St. Paul helps students explore the answers to these questions. Through a Christ-centered Lutheran higher education, dedicated faculty, and engaging academic programs, CSP is here to walk alongside you in your educational journey. With more than 100 degree programs from undergraduate to graduate offered in person and online, CSP aims to prepare you for success however God calls you. Visit csp.edu to discover and engage your calling today.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're talking with friends from Bethlehem Lutheran Church and School in St. Louis, Missouri. Following the recent tornadoes in St. Louis and the disaster that came from those tornadoes and all the damage that has happened from that, in a time of loss, in a time of grief and challenges that follow the tornado, Pastor Bowling, you mentioned that there are some new things that have come out of this difficult situation. Share with us about those.
Yeah, so, you know, when we had grabbed our deaconess intern initially, the idea behind her role would be that she would help to cover both an education hole and a hole in volunteer management. And so we would have liked for her to be able to field volunteers, put them into our organizational chart wherever they would fit to be able to allow them to do some great work on the north side with us, as well as her to work with our childcare program, what we had going on there. So much had changed since we wrote that until when it actually happened. One of those things was we birthed Bethlehem Lutheran School out of CCLS Academy. So now that was our school to take care of. That was an added thing. On top of that, you know, our volunteer force, I don't think it could have anything oopled. I was going to say quadrupled. I mean, it is explosive at this point with the amount of people who have responded saying they want to volunteer here. And there is something for everyone to do, right? Especially because disasters are not short term. They are long term. They have lasting effects in communities. So we're going to be doing this for years. So we birthed a new department out of this moment called Human Care and Compassion. And we really think this department fits best with the church's ministry goal of providing mercy work to the community and addressing some insecurities, one of which at this time is food and water and supplies. We've needed to do this for a long time, of having a place where we would fit sort of a food pantry, open kitchen model, but we kind of overnight created this category. And we're utilizing Deaconess, you know, intern Pam, to kind of cover that. It is such a fitting role for a deaconess, such a useful career in our synod to be able to provide the leadership there needed so that we can successfully deploy a pantry. And I am really, really excited to say that our pantry is on and up and running, and it is open with many different hours per week that people can come in and grab some free resources. And so right now we have Wednesday and Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. and then Sunday from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. where people can come from the community. They sign a short form and they're able to get tons and tons and tons of resources from our Bethlehem Lutheran pantry. We also have some drop-off times too on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 2 p.m. for people who want to drop off food pantry donations. And then through the help of Messiah St. Charles, Zion St. Charles, I mean, all the churches, I cannot name them, Pastor Chris, Webster, Village Ladue, Resurrection, you know, on Sappington. I mean, if I did not name you, please don't crucify me. There are so many churches that work to pop that pantry up overnight and said, what resources can we provide while we pop this pantry up, right? We had them, literally someone gave us a catalog system so that we can catalog all the items that are in and then track what goes out. They built shelves. They put a camera system in there, right? So that we can watch the stuff coming in and out. And we were just able to gather a lot from our local churches that really helped with that. And so that was really exciting as well.
It's really amazing that you're able to respond in that way. Really, God has prepared all of this, right? I mean, this is just, it's really getting chills just like listening to the stories and the ways that you were able to respond so quickly to the needs and knowing that you are in a place to be able to serve the neighborhood in a very specific way and share the gospel of Christ. It's really incredible. You've mentioned a few partnerships. Let's highlight some more of those partnerships. Pastor Chris, tell us some more about the different partnerships and the ways that the community has come together around you.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't heard from Pastor Bowling yet, heard it in our voices, like we just have the best community, period, the end, right? Starting at, you know, right here at Bethlehem, the congregation that work that's here, the volunteers that are internal here, the staff that is internal here, the ability that they have just, you know, we're just going to figure this out. We're just going to go for it. We're going to do it. We're going to work 20 hours a day if that's what it takes. We're just going to do it. That just outstanding community here at Bethlehem. And then that extends to all of the surrounding community from the Lutheran church that's around us, from the local Missouri district, the local St. Louis area churches, the outpouring of them just to say, hey, what do you need? We're going to make it happen. And then we're going to make it happen 10 times what we said we were going to make it happen. The ideas that they've had to come in and say, hey, have you thought about this? Have you thought about this? This is an outsider perspective is just awesome. And then the wider National Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod Lutheran Church, you know, we've had a lot of interaction with LCMS Disaster Response. Huge help to us. It has been a help to us and will continue to be a help to us. Other organizations, Forged by Fire, came up and helped prepare meals. You know, I don't know if Pastor Bowling's mentioned it yet, but we already have a large food program that we operate every day. And then the nimbleness of the staff just said, well, on top of all the food we already cook, let's just add 400 meals a meal to do that. And we just figured it out. And so having volunteers and organizations come and say, hey, I can come cook a meal here. I can help sort. I can come help sort in the food pantry. I can help deliver food. Just the outpouring of people, just not only locally, within the Bethlehem community, within the wider St. Louis area, but also the wider national area, has just been such an awesome experience and just such a way just to see God's providence working through all of it. We could have not done it just us, right? Pastor Bowling and I especially could not have done it just us, but then beyond that, Bethlehem could not have just done it just as Bethlehem. And so all the pieces came together to make it happen. And we're excited about continued partnerships going forward.
Yeah. I mean, it was a true, like, we are the church moment, and it continues to be that. And I think the exciting thing behind it is we get to address the humanity of people, and we get to do it the right way, right? The stuff that we're giving out, the resources that we're giving out, that stuff is great. But what really excites me is when we give that stuff out and someone says, well, I heard this is the place that gives out Bibles, right? Because then we get to address a different human need, right? That's a lot deeper and goes back a lot further. And God has blessed us to stand in that gap in this moment. And I think everyone at Bethlehem, it really feels like God has prepared us to do this work, even though we were not prepared to receive a national natural disaster, right, as well. So it's an exciting moment, as much as it has been a little devastating.
Tell us more about the ways that you've been able to share the comfort of Christ during this time of loss.
Yeah. I think one of the coolest things is going out with our yellow truck, the Taking Jesus to the Streets truck, right? We have always offered those resources of the word, but then also we have times where we offer prayer too. So in between, I will just say, hey, anyone who's here, any volunteer who's here is willing to come and pray with you, or I can pray with you on the mic. I usually MC it if I'm there, right? So I was like, I'll pray with you on the mic. I think one of the most emotional times was when a woman had come up and she had said that her husband was located upstairs in their apartment. It was like there were two levels to their apartment. And because of the storm, not as a direct effect of the storm, but because of his non-access to medicine thereafter, he had actually had passed away and was dead upstairs, right? And she said, I mean, she was saying this and she had tears in her eyes. They're rolling down her face. And she's like, but I'm just so glad that God protected me and my daughter, and God is good. And I just want to pray a prayer of thanksgiving, right? I want you to pray from prayer of thanksgiving that God is good and he was with us, you know, and he's protected us through the storm. And so praying with them, that was an impactful moment. There was a person who had passed out on the lot one day. He had probably overdosed, and our team had just trained in Narcan training. I remember this because LCEF came, they dropped off some gift cards while we were in Narcan training. And they said, man, I mean, this is intense. Are you guys ever going to use this? And I said, I don't know. And then as soon as we went there that day, we used our Narcan on that individual. And I remember as we're around that individual and we're waiting for EMS to come, we just put our hands out and we prayed for them, right? And so all of a sudden, a full parking lot is praying for this person with us. So not only to be a light in the ways where you're showing Christ, but then also to be trained, right? To be able to give that, to deliver that. That has been a really cool moment. And then I think another thing that's been great during this time is the resources that we've been able to provide in telling people about our programs at Bethlehem. Our enrollment has gone through the roof on many of our programs because childcare, and then also how our kids are cared for in the summertime, that's a major need, right, that surrounds this. And so I'm happy to say, man, Bethlehem Lutheran School is full. We don't have any more space, you know, in our micro school programming. So we're not really recruiting any more kids, right, when it comes to Bethlehem School, which is exciting. And then for our childcare program, we have a list of names of kids that we get to tell about Jesus. And that's the lasting stuff, right, for many, many, many years to come. And so that's been really exciting, too.
What are some of the current needs? Now, this has been a few weeks since this has happened. I know the situation is kind of fluid, changing kind of every day. What are the needs now for people and looking forward for people who want to assist now?
Yes, I love that you're asking this. So there's three ways to help. Of course, the first way is keep Bethlehem and her ministries in your prayers. If you're not able to do anything, prayer does everything, right? So pray for us. Encourage us. If you can shoot an email or a message, we had a woman send in, you know, from a nursing home, just a really long, encouraging letter. That letter is pinned to our thank you wall in the main office at Bethlehem. I've seen lots of people read it. So sending a letter, that does count. We love that, right? Encouraging us in prayer. But then also, if you want to help, you can also help by coming physically. We have a lot of volunteer opportunities available on our website. There's a disaster relief portal on our main website. You can click on that. You click on the way you want to help, and then a sign up genius will come up. You can sign up to help with our food pantry, whether it's organizing and sorting, or you want to be the person that moves stuff back and forth, or you want to be the person that helps people shop. We need people for all of those roles. We're also expanding to make that food pantry mobile again. If you can drive something somewhere to someone who's ordered it right from the mobile food pantry, we need your help doing that too. Deaconess intern Pam keeps that updated for us very regularly so that if the new volunteer need kind of presents itself, she's able to put it up there so that you can come on board and get that done for us. But then also we need certain supplies too. So we need pantry food organization supplies, right? As far as like shelving, things to move things around. We need diapers and wipes. Those are still a really, really high, heavy need. Still in need of some more tarps as well. And then, you know, some other items that are kind of common food pantry items, if you're willing to donate those. But then also we're looking for people who are interested in doing some long-term relief, holistic well-being things, professional development things for our staff, like Narcan training. If you can provide that, you're like, I know how to do that. You want to do that. You know, come let us know. And looking for volunteers in a myriad of areas. And if all that you can do really is say, hey, I support Bethlehem, we do have a giving portal that's online there. And then you can also give direct to the churches.
Pastor Chris, with just about a minute left, where are we going from here? What's next for Bethlehem looking forward? What are the next steps in following this tornado?
Yeah, I think what's next for Bethlehem is actually what we've always been, and that's a hub of community resilience in this neighborhood, not just emotionally, handling people's emotional needs, not only their physical needs, taking care of what they need physically, but also their spiritual needs. We want to be the place where people recognize as, man, if I'm hurting, I can get healing here, whether that's physical, emotional, spiritual. This is a place of healing. This is a place of restoration. And I think it's happening at 2153, and we hope it spreads all across the north side of St. Louis City and St. Louis County.
Our friends at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in St. Louis, Missouri, what's the web address to find out more about what's going on at Bethlehem? Pastor Bowling?
Yep. Go ahead and head to BethlehemSt.Louis.org. And then right when you get on that landing page, you just click Disaster Relief Needs, and you should find everything right there.
Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Gerard Bowling, lead pastor, Bethlehem Lutheran Church in St. Louis, Missouri. Pastor Bowling, thank you.
Thank you.
And Pastor Chris Knepper of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in St. Louis, Missouri. Pastor, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.